Starting Friday, contestants at Six Flags Darien Lake will spend 30 hours inside coffins, sometimes with worms for company, for the chance to win cash and other prizes. It's part of the park's annual Fright Fest. WXXI's Noelle Evans has details.
Six Flags in Darien Lake is hosting its second annual Coffin Challenge. Participants will compete for a $600 grand prize, season passes to the park for next year, and access passes to the remaining weeks of Fright Fest. Mike Arena with Six Flags says the competition fits the season.
A big part of Fright Fest here is making it the scariest, creepiest Halloween experience that it can be, because that's what people are looking for this time of year.
More than 700 people applied for the opportunity to spend the better half of a weekend alone in a coffin. Only six were chosen, including Rochester-based Robin Basala.
I don't know. When I heard about it, I was just, this sounds like a totally unique and crazy opportunity to do something new and challenging. And I'm always just kind of like looking for new experiences and like ways to face my fears in life.
Arena says Robin stood out as a daredevil. For one thing, she's a skydiver with more than 400 jumps to her name. Basala will be facing off with contestants from around the region. One, Megan Shores, said in her application that she's competing in honor of her brother, who died earlier this year.
They go to different, Halloween events, not just in this area, but around the country with her brother, and her brother passed away. She was interested in doing it in his memory.
The Coffin Challenge starts at 6 a.m. on Friday morning and lasts till noon on Saturday. Participants get 10 to 15 minute breaks every 3 hours and the occasional additional challenge, like eating tarantulas and scorpions. During the final hour of the contest, contestants will have to share their coffins with worms. For Basala, she's looking forward to the prizes.
I definitely want to make it through the 30 hours, and I'm hoping that I come out on top and get the $600. That would be nice.
But it's not something people who know her might have expected.
I haven't really told a lot of people that I'm doing this.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.